Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Last half hour of today, this hump day, Wednesday, June 5th, 2024 edition, Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Joining us on the line right now is Timothy Jacobs. He is a candidate running for Mount Morenci County Clerk. He's running to replace the current clerk who said previously in social media that there was nothing suspicious going on in the elections there in Mount Morenci County. And we're going to get into that conversation with him right now. Timothy Jacobs on the line. Good morning, Timothy.
Morning, Randy. How's it going?
Mad as hell looking at what's going on in Arizona. The Arizona Republican Party just filed a massive lawsuit against their Secretary of State. 500,000 to 1.27 million illegal voters on the qualified voter file statewide in the state of Arizona. And we know it's happening here in Michigan. Antrim County, we had 125% of our adult population voted in 2020. We know it's happened all across the state of Michigan. But you're running for same reasons that Vicky's running. You're going to clean up the qualified voter files, get rid of the dead people, the people who no longer live in Mount Morenci. But my question specifically to you, your signs that you've been putting out, you paid for yourself. You did not get donations from any special interest lobbying group or anything like that. Your own money you invested in signs. You've been putting out signs. And what's been happening to your signs?
Well, Randy, we've put up about 200 signs for this campaign, which is quite a bit of signs for a county clerk race in an August primary. And we're finding as we're, you know, backtracking through the county to do our door knocking and trying to meet as many people as we can, we're noticing several signs that we have placed are no longer there. We calculate about 50 signs total of the 250 or of the 200, excuse me, have come up missing just in the last couple weeks.
And, now, I've got a very specific question. Were you putting these signs out in road easements? Were you putting them by, you know, street signs, or were you putting them on private property?
Well, here's the interesting thing, Randy. All the signs that were on easements and roadways are still there. So it's signs that are being taken from private property. It's signs that are being taken from people that we've already, you know, spoken with, got their permission, were big supporters. You know, and they're calling and saying, hey, you know, last night there was a vehicle that shut its lights off and I went outside to see what was going on if they needed help and your signs are gone. You know, I mean, just things as simple as that. You know, it's not the easement thing. It's not MDOT. It's not the road commission. We've talked to these places. We've talked to the DNR. There's signs out by state campgrounds that are missing, and we've talked to them. They have no knowledge of anything, no signs to be returned.
Well, let me ask you this question then. When you're door knocking, like I've been doing, Vicky's been doing for her campaign, we actually get to talk to the main road properties. That's who we go and talk to. We want to get those out first before we start individuals and subdivisions and things like that. But what we're doing is talking to people, and we explain to them her platform, what she's running on. And as soon as they hear it, they're like, oh, heck yeah, you can put up a sign. But that tells their neighbors, that tells their local community who they're supporting for Mount Morenci County Clerk. And so yeah. What you're saying is they're taking the signs because they don't want the neighbors to know that this person, their neighbor, put up their sign after talking with you, therefore trying to take away the fact that you have support, you have somebody voting for you that agreed to allow you to put up a sign.
Yeah, it's exactly that. It's almost like they're trying to erase me from the ballot by erasing my signs, and it's... It doesn't work that way. You know, we're still hitting the pavement. We're still meeting people and talking to people. You know, it's a shame you got to resort to taking signs to try to minimize an effect on that somebody's going to have on a race. But it's not going to stop me, you know, and it's not going to stop the other people that are running this year in Mount Morenci County. Like, we are determined to make a change. In fact, it just inspires us to go harder.
Now, one interesting race that's happening where there is some sign issues that I wanted to ask you about. I've gotten numerous reports about a different race. Explain to the people, explain to the listeners what else is going on in another race there in Mount Morenci County.
Yeah, so we have a race for county treasurer. The incumbent, Sherry Eggett, is our current treasurer and does a wonderful job, no complaints. She's being challenged by Miss Rogers, Lindsay Rogers. Her mom is the Register of Deeds also in Mount Morenci County. Little conflict of interest, if you ask me, but that's another story. Anyway, signs are being posted that claim, you know, if you read the sign, it just says that this candidate is your current treasurer, which is not accurate. It's a violation of your Board of Elections and the codes and different things and statutes of Michigan that you have to have on your signs. There's also nothing that states who endorsed this sign, who's paid for this sign. These are all violations. And again, this is a violation that has been through the channels. It went to the sheriff. The sheriff said, oh, that's too bad. And, you know, Sherry said to the sheriff, well, you'd feel the same way if Mike Carl, who's running for sheriff in Mount Morenci County, had a sign that said this. You'd be just livid, over the moon, trying to get this removed.
Right.
Well, I can't argue that, you know, but we're not, you know. No,
the sheriff, the current sheriff is not going to do anything about it.
No, he has no intention to do anything about it. So then the next step was we went to the prosecutor in Mount Morenci County, to which was it was responded to Sherry that she did not want any part of anything to do with political signs and wasn't going to address the issue, which is her job. You know, so then we go to the Bureau of Elections, and we're still waiting to hear back from them. We made a phone call. They didn't answer. We left a message. We called again. They said, well, just send an email to this person. We'll get it to the right people, and they'll be in contact. But we haven't heard anything in response to even that aspect.
So just for the record, I want to be completely clear here. You feel that the current treasurer is doing a good job and should be reelected. This person challenging is a relative of, who'd you say, the Register of Deeds?
Yeah, yep.
And she's running and doesn't have the disclaimer that's required as to paid for by the name of your committee or whatever. Does it say elect or vote for or anything like that to imply that she's currently not the current treasurer?
It doesn't, Trucker. It's very misleading. The sign just reads Lindsay Rogers, Mount Morenci County Treasurer. And that's inaccurate. That's not the case.
She's claiming to be the incumbent, basically.
Right. And you have, unfortunately, in this demographic, you have voters that don't understand. You know, they don't do the research. They don't look. So when they go to the polls, this is the sign they see. This is the person they think is the incumbent. Some voters might not even know what incumbent means, to be honest. You know,
right.
So when they see these false signs, it's very misleading. And unfortunately, they're going to cast votes based on that.
Right. Absolutely. Unbelievable. And the sheriff isn't willing to do anything. The prosecutor, the top law enforcement officer of your county, is not willing to do anything. And then you're dealing with the bureaucracy of Lansing Bureau of Elections.
Oh yeah. Yeah, and their timing for getting back is ridiculous, and the sheriff wants nothing to do with it. You know, their signs aren't being taken down or being challenged or anything like that. But yeah, they don't want any part of that. You
right.
know,
and they don't want to deal with any other race. Got it.
No,
got it.
Even the prosecutor, you know, she's running unopposed this year, and she's terrible.
Doesn't have to answer to anybody because nobody's running against her.
Right. So why rock the boat?
Yeah, unbelievable. Well, I know you're busy. I know you're at work, and then you're out on the campaign trail. You're passing out those business cards. How are those being received by the people you're talking to?
They're being received really well. I mentioned, you know, we talk about the bullet points, right? The election integrity, cleaning up the files, you know, removing dead people. And then we also point out the phone number. Like, I want people to feel a connection with me as the face of who's running and going to represent them, hopefully in January. I want them to feel free to be able to reach out, utilize that number, get a hold of me, any questions, you know, concerns, whatever, even if you just want to chat. the business cards are going great. We've been handing out flyers for meet and greets. Those seem to be going well. We've had some interest in that as well. I think all in all, the campaign's going well. I just wish we could keep our signs on the streets.
Right. And again, if people see somebody taking a sign, folks, it's mandatory that you get the license plate. A vehicle description is not enough. You need an absolute license plate to identify who it was. Then charges can be brought, because that is actually technically a felony according to Michigan election law. And if you want to get a hold of Timothy Jacobs running for Mount Morenci County Clerk, the number is 989 area code 217-1019. Again, 989-217-1019. 217-1019. Text him, call him, leave him a voicemail message. He'll get back to you as soon as possible. Final thing, Tim, that I want to clarify, most of the people in Mount Morenci know you as Tim Jacobs. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct, yeah.
But the clerk, when you filed your affidavit of identity, implied or told you that you had to put your legal name that's on your driver's license birth certificate. So that's why you're appearing on the ballot as Timothy Jacobs.
Correct. That's my legal name, yep.
Okay. So for those of you living in Mount Morenci, Timothy Jacobs is Tim Jacobs. Just so we're clear on that point, right?
Yeah. Yes. Let's not mess this one up.
Yes, absolutely. Very good. Has your current county clerk, has she agreed to any debates with you?
No, actually nothing's been sent out from our end or her end, which is kind of surprising. I think they prefer to try to debate us on Facebook, which isn't really the best platform for that. You know, we're working on some things on our end to get sent out in the mail. It's been a really chaotic time. So, you know, between the meet and greets and trying to chase some things down. It's been interesting. But that's definitely on our agenda and our focus and moving forward into July and August.
I think the Mount Morenci Republican Party should try to set something up here as soon as possible, because, as you know, absentee ballots start going out on Saturday, June 22nd, and then we have the 9 days early voting starts July 27th. So between those two periods, those dates, I think they need to set up a debate for all the candidates running in Mount Morenci County.
Right.
Okay, very good. Well, we appreciate you coming on the show, giving us the field report. Again, Timothy Jacobs, the good guy. I have personally endorsed him for this Mount Morenci County clerk race. And get the word out about him, folks, to everybody you know in Mount Morenci. Tim, thanks a lot for coming on.
Thank you, sir. Have a great day.
You too. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back. The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Hey Patriots, this is the boss of Veteran John, his wife Jamie in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth, Mega Water. PFAS free, mineral rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH and veteran owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Politics doesn't belong in the classroom, nor does the woke agenda. Hi, it's Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. As a physician, I know the importance of education. I want every child to have the same opportunities I did. That's why we must return to teaching academics rather than confusing children on gender issues. I will fight for the future of this generation. Vote Dr. Sherry O'Donnell for U.S. Senate. Paid for by Doc Sherry for Senate.
My name is Todd Spalper. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. One of the reasons that I am running is because our current public education system is failing our children. I support real, common sense policies and approaches to education and the safety of our children. All parents have a right to decide on their children's education, not the government or unions. I will fight to ensure that. After all, they are our most precious resources we have, and they are worth the fight. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, electsmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithin is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today. Want to remind you that you can still get your tickets for the upcoming Lincoln Day dinner that the Charlevoix County Republican Party is hosting. It's going to be a week from tomorrow, June 13th, the Talcott on Walloon Lake Event Center. It's a fundraiser because they've recruited a bunch of good candidates to run in Charlevoix County, and they need to get money raised to help these candidates win. Now, you can mail a check for $100. It's a fundraiser. You can mail a check made out to the CCRC, Sheboygan County Republican Committee. Their P.O. Box is 155 Boyne City, Michigan, 49712. You can send an email, pay at the door, CharlevoixCountyGOP@gmail.com, or you can go to their website, miccrc.com. You can donate $100 to get your ticket. Why should you pay $100 to go to the Charlevoix County Republican Party's Lincoln Day dinner? Because supposedly, allegedly, there will be a Mike Rogers sighting. Mike Rogers confirmed with Oscar Barden that he's going to be attending this event. He's not going to do the TV debate that Wood TV wanted to do the same night, June 13th, a week from tomorrow. But he's coming to Northern Michigan. Folks, this is the first time, to my knowledge, that Mike Rogers has been north of 46. This is the first time that he has been here. First time he's been here since last September when he was on Mackinac Island. I know because I had a private meeting with him at the Island House. This will be an excellent opportunity to hear and question Mike Rogers. The only time, to my knowledge, that he's going to show up in Northern Michigan before the absentee ballots start going out on June 22nd. So if you'd like either the email address to email them to register, or you want the P.O. Box 155, Boyne City, Michigan, 49712 to mail your $100 check, or if you want the link to go to their website to buy your ticket online, just text me CC. Charlevoix County. Text me CC. I'll send you. Tell me also CC email, CC address, or CC website. Because those are your three options to register. You can mail them a check, you can send them an email, or you can go online. So CC, you want the address to mail a check, CC email, or CC website. Text me any one of those three. I'll copy and paste the information and respond to your text message. I would love to see this event completely sold out. I think she said they have capacity this year of 150 people. They haven't sold out yet. You can still get your tickets today. Probably going to cut off ticket sales, she said, on Monday, this coming Monday. They have to have a food count, so they make sure they have enough dinners prepared. You need to come to this event, folks. Vicky and I are going to be there. Very much looking forward to seeing Mr. Rogers again. See if he remembers our little conversation we had back in September when he agreed to come on the show, which he's never done. Have not heard a peep out of Mr. Rogers or his campaign director. Chris, if you're listening, you were right there. I gave you a card, just like I gave Rogers a card. You need to man up and have him come on the show. When I said what I had to say to him about Christy Rogers, his wife, being in charge of security of the embassy in Benghazi the night four Americans died, he looked me right in the eye and said, "That's a bald-faced lie." Well, if it's a lie, come on the show and challenge me on it. I have the white paper from North American Law Center. I have the white paper from Judicial Watch. Tell me exactly how we're wrong, Mr. Rogers. But he'll definitely have an opportunity to address these concerns a week from tomorrow. The Talcott on Wollone Lake. You guys want to come to this event. Cocktail hour starts at 6. The dinner's at 7. Semi-formal attire. They have tables available or individual tickets, $100 each. They're raising money to get good patriots elected in Charlevoix County this year. So again, CC, let me know if you want the email address to register, the address to mail the check to the P.O. box, or the website. Let me know and I'll get it to you. But that's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the roots of rock and roll, and 97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow. Have a wonderful Wednesday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Free spring inspection for your vehicle. Bring your vehicle to Royal Tire at 402 West Mitchell and Petoskey. Get a free inspection of your wiper blades, tires and wheels, a battery test, brake pads and rotors. Call to schedule an appointment at 231-347-1001. Make sure your vehicle is ready for summer. It's coming. Again, call Royal Tire at 231-347-1001.
Shut the door, close the border, build that wall. It is time for a strong senator to help close the border. Hi, I'm Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, candidate for the U.S. Senate. Biden's open door policy has caused this massive refugee crisis that endangers our country, increases drug trafficking, and is costing taxpayers billions of dollars. Check out my plan at DocSherry2024.com. I'm not a recycled politician. I will pull off the Band-Aid and cure this problem. Together, we can stop illegal immigration. Paid for by Doc Sherry for Senate.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to